This is Radio Richard Ireland. A reading from my book, Visitant Eve. Eve was sitting outside a mosque, happily talking to those who were gathered thereabout. And she was with saying to them, I am truly joyful, for the wisdom of the ages is with me. And it is more profitable to me than gold or properties. I cannot compare anything as valuable to me as this wisdom, save my good health. By this wisdom am I being guided down enlightening pathways, pathways that are a blessing unto me, and unto all those with listening ears and paying attention eyes, whom I happen to meet along the way. I embrace this wisdom as my fragrant tree of life. And by this wisdom do I establish the blessings of the Almighty. Now, as she was saying these things, an Orthodox Jew wearing a long beard and dressed in traditional black attire came by. And with removing his hat and begging everyone's pardon, and with his beard wet with his tears, he pleaded with Eve, saying, Our young maidservant lies in bed in my home. She is in terrible pain and is running a very high fever. My wife, our children, and me are beside ourselves with brokenheartedness, for she is truly a most wonderful person and is diligent in doing her duties. We all love her so very, very much, for she brings joy to our lives in her words and a blessing to our day by her smile. And Eve, with eyes full of tears, said, I will go with you now and heal her. But the Jewish father said, I'm not worthy to have you come into my home. Just say the word from where you are here, and our dear maidservant will most certainly be healed. I know this to be true as a manager of monies, because I am under the authority of my superiors, and I have authority over my staff. I only need to say, go, and they go, or come, and they come. And if I say to my cashiers, do this, they do it. When Eve heard this, she was amazed. Turning to those who were there about, she said, I tell you the truth. Honestly, I haven't seen fate like this in a long time. Then Eve said to the all but broken-hearted man, Go back to your home, my friend, with joyfulness of heart. Because you sincerely believed in your heart, the Almighty has made it to be so already. And the man did give thanks to the Almighty, did embrace Eve, and with joy did shake the hands of all who were there before the mosque. And he did joyfully run home to find his whole household to be out at the gate waiting for him. And with great joy they were with telling him the wonderful news, that their maidservant, Aisha, was completely healed. And the man of faith came to learn that she had been healed the very same moment as Eve had said to him, Because you sincerely believed in your heart, the Almighty has made it to be so already.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.